السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله عز وجل: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعوا الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Islam, as I promised in my last sermon, that I have already mentioned with regard to the birth and the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In today's sermon, I'll try to sum up the second part, which is resurrection or crucifixion or descendants of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, as I recited this ayat from Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly mentioned that they claim, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ, that they claim, yani Jewish enemies of Isa alayhi salam, that they have killed Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is denying, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, that Allah said that they did not kill Isa alayhi salam or they did not crucify him, but it was given them tashabuh, meaning resemblance of Isa alayhi salam. وَإِنَّ الَّذِي نَخْتَلَفُ فِيهِنْ, they are still debating, fighting amongst themselves, who is right, who is wrong. And they have لَفِي شَكِّ مِنْ, they are very great in doubt with regard to the real incident. مَعْلَمْ بِهِ عِلْمْ, Allah Ta'ala says they don't have the real ilm and knowledge what happened to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنْ, they are only guessing. They have no proof, no evidence, but they are just guessing this is how it happened and should be like this. So this is their zon, their imagination or their guess. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat again, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا, definitely, most certainly, they did not kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, بَلْ رَفَعُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him up by himself. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power and hikmah and wisdom. Now there are three groups. One is the Jewish, and they were waiting for the Messiah. According to them, the Messiah will be born, and they rejected Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not believe Isa alayhi salam. Why? Because according to their understanding, a Messiah should bring revolution and should kill all the evils and grant them the victory, which has not happened in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He only remained 3 years, his preaching or his tabligh period of Isa alayhi salam, from age of 30 to 33, only 3 years. In this short span of preaching or tabligh, he did not bring the revolution which they were expecting. So that's why they say Isa alayhi salam is not the true Messiah which we are expecting and waiting. He is the Messiah of the dalala, nauzubillah. He is not the right person. So they rejected, and that is why, according to them, they crucified this wrong Messiah. According to them, they crucified him, they killed him, they got rid of them, rid of this wrong Messiah. Now they are waiting for the Messiah, which we call Antichrist, which we call Dajjal, And according to them, he will be born. He is not born yet, but he will be born. And then they all Jewish will follow him. So that is one understanding or belief. As for the Christians, they believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the real Messiah. But then he was crucified. He was killed. And he died on the cross. And then after 3 days he resurrected. He became alive. So they say he was died and then he became alive to prove that there is a life after death. People never used to believe there is only one life to live, and when you die, you finish and you become saint. There is no next life. There is no hereafter. So they say Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, proved that there is a life after death. Look at, I died and I resurrected again after 3 days. And then after 40 days, he was ascended to the heaven, and almost 500 people saw him. They claim it that he was going up to the sky, and that's why they believe that he will return back. That's why they are waiting for the Messiah, and then he will kill all the evils and he will spread the peace. So that is the understanding or belief of the Christians. Now, scientifically, it doesn't make sense. There is no logic that he was crucified, because he was only hung onto the cross for 6 hours. And after 6 hours, he was taken down, and then they declared him as a dead person. Science says It takes about 48 hours someone to die in that slow motion. If you nailed on the cross your hands and your legs, you know, and the blood is dripping out drip by drip. So it takes 48 hours in that situation, in that condition, for a person to total die off. And he was only hung for 6 hours. So when they took him out, he was still alive. But they say he died, and then after 3 days, he woke up. He was put in the grave, in the tomb. Tomb was sealed, and then he rose up after 3 days. Anyway, what happened exactly in that particular evening, no one knows. Because Quran is silent. Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are silent. There is no authentic hadith with regard to that incident. Allah Ta'ala only mentioned Subbehalahum. Walakin Subbehalahum. He was resembled like that. Now whatever the stories we get is from the Bibles, from the Gospel. Bible of Barnabas or Luke or Matthew. They have mentioned different theories, different opinions. Imam Qurtubi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that in that night when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was in that jungle or in that little house when he was hiding, and they were his disciples, 12 disciples, and some of the followers were with him, and there Jibreel alayhi salam came and informed him that these people had planned, and according to there were about 4,000, you know, Jewish people, soldiers surrounded his house, cordoned his house. So one theory is this, that one of the disciples betrayed, and he went to them and informed that Isa alayhi salam is hiding in this particular house. So to punish him, because he was a munafiq, hypocrite, so he was a traitor, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in this way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he entered into the house with those army, Jewish army, Allah ta'ala resembled him in the face of Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam meanwhile was taken away from the roof with Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam to the heaven. So when these people enter, they found a person look like Jesus. So they grabbed him and they put him onto the cross and crucified him. He was crying. He was saying, "Oh, I'm not the Jesus. I'm your spy. I'm your friend." But they did not listen to him. They say he's lying. He just want to protect himself. So they hung him up. But then they got confused. They say, if this is the Jesus, then where is our man? And if this is that man, then where is the Jesus? Later on, they got confused about it. One of the story Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that when Isa alayhi salam was informed that these people are coming to kill you, but we are going to protect you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayhi." Allah ta'ala already said, "O Isa alayhi salam, don't worry, don't be, for your life. We are going to protect you, we are going to raise you, we are going to bring you up live and safe to our side." So that was the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every Nabi and Rasul totally 100% believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked his disciples that who will volunteer himself to die on my place, crucify on my place, and he will be with me in paradise. I promise him, because of his sacrifice, Allah will grant him Jannah and he will be with me in Jannah. So one of the disciples got ready. He says, "I am prepared to die in your place if I can get Jannah." He said, "Definitely." So Isa alayhi salam took off his own thawb, whatever he was wearing, and his turban, and gave it to his one of the disciples. And he wore that cloth of Isa alayhi salam in his turban. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resembled his face like the face of Isa alayhi salam. And he was crucified instead of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the second story. Whatever happened, Allah knows best. We as the Muslims, we believe in the Holy Quran and we believe in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And as I recited this ayat, it's a clear message that they did not crucify him, they did not kill him, but rather he was taken away to the heaven, to the sky. And when Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam went up in this incident of Mi'raj, he met Hazrat Isa alayhi salam on the second heaven, and he's still there with his soul.